All right, Grant Napier and Doug Christie, hour number three. We are getting you up until, about A's baseball at 6:45. And the topic of the day, Zach Randolph. And again, I go back to ask what I think the important question is. Based on what we know today.
Right.
And assuming, based on that former law enforcement narcotic officer, if, let's just say that his charges are reduced to a misdemeanor, or let's just say they're eradicated altogether, waived, whatever, I don't even know what the term is, dismissed, does this change your opinion in any way, shape, or form about Zach Randolph being on the Kings? Because I think that's an important question.
Yes, it is.
All right, let's start with Gilbert. Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Gilbert?
First off, Doug, I want to say go Mariners. We're probably the only two Mariners.
There you go, baby. What about those M's? We're hanging in there.
Yeah, we got to stick together on this one. We're coming for the Yankees, so Grant, watch out.
Good luck.
that was a joke. It's not really going to happen. But anyway, no, about this Randolph situation, the issue I have with it is it seems like as a society, everybody wants to live in the land of speculation. The fact of the matter is, even if he comes out and we're able to get by the legal system and it gets dropped down to a misdemeanor completely dismissed, when does the common sense factor come in? Like, a lot of times with these athletes, as you can see in another sport right now, I don't want to bring back up another hot topic, but the court of public opinion can ruin somebody's career. So at some point in time, you have somebody coming in to mentor your youth, which it could be a pro and a con. It could be something where, like, don't make the same mistakes I made. But obviously this person isn't having the rationale to be like, I'm not going to put myself in the situation in the beginning. So even if it comes out and it's not his 2 pounds, you're hanging out with people that are putting you in a negative situation. They don't have your best interest at heart. So what do you have to teach to other people? So the court of public opinion is going to end up ruining people's careers. And if you keep going down that path, whether it was your weed or somebody else's weed, I'm not going to tell you I smoke this much because I want to compare myself to it. If you put yourself in a situation to fail, 9 times out of 10, you're going to fail. It's a law.
Can't argue with you, Gilbert. I mean, this is where, whether you get off, whether you don't get off, ultimately the decision from the King side of things will come down to, is this going in line with our core values and what we're trying to accomplish here with these young players moving forward?
Yeah, so I think it's disheartening because I think he has been on the straight and path, but it's one of those things a lot of times. I don't come from the best neighborhood in the world, but sometimes you have to choose your friends a little bit wiser. And when you're in a spotlight situation like he is, it's difficult because I know that friends become family because that's the family you choose.
Right.
But if they're going to put you in difficult situations like that, they're not your friends. And even if it wasn't him, you're associated with it. So you're guilty by association, even if he gets off on it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's get to Kenny. Hello, Kenny.
Hey, fellas. Good afternoon. It seems like whenever I leave Chico, you guys get me on the phone at about the usually the same spot that my line drops.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to be real quick here. And this Zach Randolph thing, it's really not that big of an issue to me. It's more of a sports media hype, if anything. And the reason why I say that is because marijuana is just too common of a drug. And the term medicinal marijuana, you're not really saying much to me because medicinal marijuana is 3 times stronger than regular street weed or marijuana. So, but, and by the letter of the law, if you're caught with a certain amount, then the letter of the law clearly states that you will be charged with the intent to sell or distribute. Even if you just got it to say, hey, y'all, just smoke on me. Let's just have fun at this house party. I like what the other caller before the break said when he was talking about Nickerson Garden. I'm from L.A. And Watts is not a city. It's an area or a sublet to an area city. I don't know what the actual terminology is, but it's an area nonetheless. And it's all projects. There may be a few houses, but you're looking at all projects. And what somebody should have said to Randolph was, hey, listen, there's police all over the place because it's nothing but gangsters, and they all sell. And the women gangsters, too. So he wasn't aware of the area. I'm not going to sit here and make this a character issue because to judge somebody's character, you got to be around them for a while. And his public persona, as far as his character goes, is pretty solid to me. He made a bad choice. And his choice is really, to me, really one of ignorance. Because he walked into an area that's a beehive of police, and all they do is just look to catch people. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's what he walked into. And then he got stung. So bad decision on his part. I hope Vlade doesn't, you know, really come hard on him. As far as him being a mentor, come on, man. We're looking at kids fresh out of college. They've been around marijuana all their lives. You know, you just have to assume that because it's that common of a social drug, if you want to classify it as that, though it is. So, you know, it's just a level of common sense here, and he's guilty of not using it. And he's also guilty of being ignorant of the environment that he actually walked into.
You know, Kenny,
friends, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kenny, in the court of public opinion, where's going to be the problem? In the locker room, if the Kings choose to bring him back and ingratiate him in, that's not going to be the problem. This will turn into the running joke in the locker room. And his knowledge of the things and mistakes and different things, that's where you use that to try to help young players. If it fits in this particular situation, we won't know that until all the information comes out.
Yeah, but the beauty, the funny thing about the public opinion is if he hits the floor and he plays hard and he plays like Zach Randolph, then by the time midseason comes around, then the public opinion will change because they see he's putting in the work and this isn't the beginning of something that the public didn't know about. This is just a blip on his radar, and, you know, he's human. So that's pretty much all I got to say. And
okay.
Enjoy the show.
Thank
and you. You guys take care.
Appreciate you, Kenny.
Let's get to Robert. Robert, you're on with Grant and Doug.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
What's happening?
Good. Okay, so I say, as a Kings fan, I'm trying to answer your question specifically, Grant, and I say you give the guy a pass. Yes, there might be some trouble, but I think with a 15-year career, and he had a little bit of trouble in the beginning, he's really spanned 15 years doing more positive, way more positive than negative. So you got to give the guy a pass. Now, that doesn't mean that the spotlight's not on him a little bit now with regards to the Kings organization. They just need to keep a little watch on him and make sure that he stays straight and narrow from now on. If it starts to be a problem consistently, then you have to start taking action. But give him a pass. Let's see what happens, and let's not make a big deal about this. I think as Kings fans, though, this might bring up a little bit of the DeMarcus Cousins feel. You know, where all of his antics and all of his trouble that he caused the fans in the city of Sacramento, that maybe now they're going to feel that a little bit. So now that might take a little time for the fans to get over, because we don't want to have troublemakers on the team. We want a team that's solid, working on the game, working on winning, and all these outside distractions, we don't want those anymore. So that puke smell from DeMarcus Cousins still lingers a little bit, and this might cause that to come out a little bit more. But I say overall, give them a pass.
All right, Adrian, you're on with Grant and Doug. Hello, Adrian.
Hey, fellas. I have a question for Doug, but real quick about Zach. Like, to me, 2 pounds for a millionaire is like an ounce to the regular man. Not by
the way the law is written, it's not.
Exactly, not by the way the law is written, but I've been around a lot of marijuana, and it's a lot. It sounds like a lot, but it's not really a lot. I think he was there to just keep the party going. And my thing is, Zach, everybody knows you're the man. You don't have to prove that you're the man. Like, that was just an idiotic mistake. And if I'm a GM, if I'm bloody, it's going to be hard for me to look at these young players and be like, okay, look, he made a mistake. It was a mistake, but follow his lead. Like, that's so contradictory to what we were trying to do. And I was ecstatic when he came aboard, because I felt like he was the perfect big man, perfect vet for all the players. But it's just hard to tell your young players, hey, follow his lead, follow his example. But look, what just happened a couple months ago, let's just gloss over that, right? And but the question I have for Doug is, what's the NBA's like drug policy during the summer? Are there random testing during the summer? Is it like right in September, or how does that work?
You know, Adrian, I can only speak to the time when I was in the NBA. And when I was in the NBA, they would test you once at the beginning of the season, depending on how that test went, would dictate what would happen from that standpoint. And if you were clean and you had nothing to worry about, you just ride on and you just go. If you were dirty, then they would test you periodically at different times. No one would know. They would just pop up in the locker room and everyone would be like, uh-oh. And somebody would have to go to the bathroom. So nowadays, I'm not exactly sure. I think there are periodic tests that happen throughout the season, but I'm not exactly sure, so I don't want to speculate too much, Adrian.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it, fellas. Good show.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, thank you. 339-1140 is the local number. That's 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Again, I go back to how this affects the fans. Do they look at Zach any differently? Do they look at the Kings any differently? Do they go, gosh, you know what? We just are coming off a great offseason. We've cleared out the whatever you want to call it in terms of players that have issues. Now we're starting with a clean slate, and now all this happens. And I'm wondering how the fans are looking at this. Let's get to Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how you doing, Grant?
Hello, Ken. I'm well. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. You know what? I think we're going to be okay, man. We in California. You know, I'm not going to put this just because marijuana is legal in California. But like you said, it's a social drug. It's like drinking. You know, some people decide to smoke. Some people like to drink. You know, but marijuana, we can't make this a big issue. Like you just.
He was arrested and charged with a felony. It's a big issue.
I understand that. But I'm just talking about as far as the fans. Just forgiving him for about this situation. I know the court of law is going to do whatever they're going to do, but as fans, man, we just got to keep pushing, man, to keep positive, because we just came off a negative note in DeMarcus Cousins. We just got to keep our head up and hopefully this thing turn out okay. You know, I understand the negativity around it, but we just got to be positive, because I wanted to go into this season thinking positive. I know this is a disruption. I know this is a little barrier we got to get over, but, hey, we're going to get over it, man. Come on, Sacramento. Come on. We can't be light in the booty. Come on now.
I understand you, Ken. Check this out. When they say one bad apple, I'm not calling Zach a bad apple. I'm saying the what happened. There's so much positivity right now. The narrative began to change around the country about the Kings and the decisions and all those things. And I agree with you, Ken, that we have to focus on the positives as this comes. This is something we have to talk about. We got to address. We're going to talk about it. But we got a young team, some good talent, and a coaching staff that's ready and willing to develop this talent. So from that standpoint, Ken, I agree with what you're saying.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about, man. And come on, Sacramento, stand up. And I love you, DC.
Appreciate you.
You too, Brent. You guys have a great evening.
You got it, man.
Thank you.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Brandon is next. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Grant. Thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want to let you know that, you know, all these people calling in, I could not disagree more. He should not be given a pass. This is a felony, as you mentioned. He put himself in a bad position. Why would you be in that location? You know, I mean, expect trouble when you go into that location and know something bad's going to happen. So he should not be given a pass. And everybody talks about DeMarcus, but I can tell you DeMarcus never got arrested. So this is a whole different issue.
This has nothing to do with DeMarcus. I said we shouldn't be talking about DeMarcus as it relates to this. This has nothing to do with DeMarcus in any way, shape, or form.
It doesn't. The other calls are talking about all of this remnants of DeMarcus.
The stupidity. Stupidity. It has nothing to do with DeMarcus.
And
we've got young players with a great core, and this is the last thing we need. So if we could cut ties, I would cut ties. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
No problem. You're entitled to your feeling. But to answer your question about what is he doing, why is he there, he may have family there, man. I mean, not all of us come from affluent backgrounds and different things, and Nickerson Gardens might be where he has family, and that might have been. I have no idea. That might have been. I'm just speaking to your question, why he was in a particular area at a particular time.
Doug, I can tell you, I'm from East Oakland, and when I roll back home, I know exactly what to expect. I know where I'm going. I know what to do, and I know what not to do.
I agree with you, because I know what to do when I go home, too. I totally agree. I can't speak for everyone. I'm just answering to your question. So I some things you don't have an answer for, man.
Yeah, no, I understand. And I understand. I mean, mean, I appreciate your opinion. I just think it's poor judgment all around.
And no doubt.
We brought him in to be a mentor for these other players. It's just sending the wrong message.
Thanks for the call.
Appreciate you.
We get to Calvin. You're next. Hello, Calvin.
How you doing, Grant?
Good, Calvin. What's up?
Hi, Doug. I was calling about the Zach Randolph problem. I mean, the guy deserves a chance for everybody to listen and see what went wrong. I mean, I live in New Orleans. I'm from New Orleans, Grant. I came to California 2 months ago. You know, I put $5,000 in the penny stock profit for marijuana. So it's about people like, if you're making money off it, it's okay. But if they ain't making no money, they got a problem with it. All these people talking about they want to get rid of Zach Randolph. The Bible said we all come short. That means nobody's perfect. And that's all I got to say.
Hey, Calvin, you're not in New Orleans anymore?
Yeah, I'm in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
I got relatives in Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
I just came down there and grew a couple of investments and flew on back to New Orleans.
Well, good. Since you're going to make so much money, next time I'm in New Orleans, you can take me out instead of me taking you out.
Hey, whenever you come to New Orleans, Grant, I'll come look you up.
I would
you
love
too,
that.
Doug.
No
hey,
doubt.
You know I would love that, Calvin. You take care. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Get
thank
you. Get
you
a nice pot of gumbo on the stove.
That's baby. What I'm talking about, baby. You don't know nothing about that po' boy, Grant.
Thanks, Calvin.
And Doug, get you a couple of hurricanes.
Ooh, look at you.
Wow. We're on our way. Thanks, Calvin. See ya. He's great. I love talking to Calvin.
No doubt. You down with the hurricanes, Grant?
No, I don't like hurricanes.
Okay.
Too sweet.
Too sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah, just I go as far as maybe a, you know, glass of red wine and,
I don't think they have wine in New Orleans.
Come on, they got wine everywhere, Grant.
I don't think they have wine in New Orleans.
Ah, come on. It might be some belly wine.
good luck. Let's get to Austin. What's up, Austin?
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Just a real quick comment. I mean, as far as directly to your question, Grant, on if it affects me as a fan, not at all about what Zach did. I mean, to be honest, if you would have asked me before the whole thing, you know, does Zach smoke? I would have said yes, probably. And I think he did something really stupid. But as far as him being on the team, no, it doesn't affect my opinion with him being on the team at
okay.
all.
Fair enough. We appreciate your feedback. Thank you very much for the call.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Grant. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I know this isn't about Boogie, but just as you said, the facts are that Zach was charged with a felony. The facts are Zach was at home or wherever he was doing what he does at home, smoking blunts.
He wasn't at home. He was standing on a corner in public. He wasn't at home.
Okay. Well, with his friends, with his people.
Yes.
DeMarcus was also at home this weekend in Birmingham doing basketball camps for kids and stuff like that.
Good for him.
And the fact that Zach is our new center does make it about DeMarcus.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It has nothing to do with DeMarcus. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference whether DeMarcus is back home or whether he's on vacation in Hawaii. It doesn't matter. DeMarcus Cousins and Zach Randolph have nothing to do with one another. The situations are completely different, and one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. And for you to think that it does shows how naive you are. Stop it already. It has nothing. And Zach Randolph's not a center. He's a power forward. He doesn't play center. Okay, the Kings already have their centers. He's not playing center. So that's another correction that I'll make, but that's nitpicking. He's not here to replace DeMarcus. No one's here to replace DeMarcus. DeMarcus doesn't play for the Kings anymore. He hasn't played for the Kings since February. Stop it with this nonsense.
Okay. All right. Will you ever admit that DeMarcus was not the cancer that you really
No, he was a cancer. He was a bully. Okay. He was the worst thing that I've seen in the Sacramento Kings organization going on my 30 years. And there's no one really, to me, that's a close second. And if you disagree, that's fine. Feel free to disagree. You ask me, and I'm answering your question. He was a cancer. He was the worst cancer I've seen in 29 years of covering the NBA. Period. That's all there is to it. Period.
All right. Thanks, Grant.
Thank you. I don't know how else to say it. I really don't know how else to say it. But guess what?
What's that?
He doesn't play here anymore. He plays for New Orleans. All right? He plays for the New Orleans Pelicans. And we'll see what happens with them. I don't care about New Orleans. I care about Sacramento. But don't be talking about how this has something to do with DeMarcus Cousins. It doesn't.
Well, Grant, I that part I agree with. All the extra stuff, you know, I don't necessarily agree with. But that's okay. You know, this, it's like I said, it's the optics of the whole situation that I think, because what we got to understand is that, okay, we're Sacramento. We huddle in our 360. We're all family. We're right here. But it's the greater vision on the outside that's pouring all this in, because the first report didn't come from Sacramento. It came from TMZ, and TMZ is everywhere. And before you know it, everyone has their opinions. They're throwing them this way. And all of the old stuff, like you're mentioning, all of that starts to come back up to the top when it had started getting squashed down. That's the unfortunate
thing. I don't recall DeMarcus ever getting in trouble with the law.
Never. No, no.
I mean, I know the incident in New York at the nightclub. He wasn't charged with anything, and I don't know what. But I don't recall in all the years that DeMarcus was here where we were talking about him and the police. You know, if anything, I said this on the. Hey, you know, as much as people give me crap for DeMarcus Cousins, I complimented him on national radio yesterday because someone was calling up and they were talking about Colin Kaepernick, and they were talking about, you know, what Colin Kaepernick should do. He should have a town hall meeting where he sits down with police. And I said, you know what? And I said on the Jim Rome show yesterday, mm-hmm. I said, you know, most people know how hard I've been and how critical I've been on DeMarcus Cousins. I said, but you know what? I said, what DeMarcus Cousins did last year in the offseason, you know, was the way I think more athletes should handle it. He went to his hometown in Alabama, and I said he did have a town hall. He sat down with the police department and the community mm-hmm. and had a town hall meeting. And I said, you know what? I respect an athlete for going out and doing it that way, where he's trying to make a difference in his hometown without the fanfare of being in the arena with a basketball jersey on. He didn't do that. He said, hey, I'm going home. We're going to have a town hall meeting. He arranged to have the police department with him, and it was an open forum. And I complimented him on radio yesterday because I think that's the way it should be done.
You know, there are a lot of things that, well, not a lot. Really, the thing that you can criticize DeMarcus is the attitude on the floor that may have been disruptive within the locker room, on the floor, all
yes,
those
that's
things.
That's what I'm referring
Anything
to.
Anything outside of that?
He was great.
He was...
You know, he was very, very good. I mean, his community charitable efforts, top shelf.
Top shelf.
A plus.
Yes. And if you ever meet him like that, that's where people absolutely begin to love him on another level.
But I made this comment a couple of years ago.
Okay.
The Kings weren't paying him to be Santa Claus.
This is true. I totally agree. We don't need to get into my thing because I have a different view of that whole situation. But the point is, you make a valuable point, Grant, is that you're not paid. That is part of it, is community service and different things. And why I say, fans, that it's part of it, and Grant, is because the NBA requires you to be a part and get involved and do certain things in the community. So since they do that, now that is a part of your job.
It is a part of your job, and you're right, it is required. And if you don't do it, you get fined.
Right. Now he did extra stuff.
He did extra. He went above and beyond.
Yes, sir.
And he didn't do it because he wanted, hey, look at me. He did it out of the goodness of his heart.
Yes, he did.
And I've always complimented him. Even when I'm critical of DeMarcus, I'm not naive and stupid not to recognize, you know, the positive impact that he had in this community when he wasn't playing on the court. But as I said, the Kings weren't paying him to be Santa Claus. They were paying him for a basketball player. Unfortunately, his actions in the court and in the locker room and with his teammates and coaches did not coincide with his great actions and great endeavors and his charitable heart off the court. Unfortunately, they were opposites. That's the unfortunate part of it.
They drew you back in, huh, Napes?
Hmm?
You said this wasn't about DeMarcus. And I said,
well,
they drew you back in.
You made a point. I was just trying to, you know.
My bad.
But I backed that up. I wanted. I didn't know if you heard what I said about him on national radio yesterday.
No, I didn't.
Because I'll tell you, you know, people, you can say whatever you want about me. I always try to be fair.
This is true.
Okay.
And that's what I tell people all the time. I say, you may disagree with him. He may come off as chafe and a lot of different things, but he will look you in the eye and he will listen and give his best estimation of what he believes. And I respect that.
Yeah. And whether I like DeMarcus or don't like him, I would never not go on the air and compliment him for something that he deserves to be complimented for. And he deserved to be complimented for the town hall meeting that he had in his hometown in Alabama.
No doubt.
We'll be right back. All right. We are back with you. 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Well, we've been on the air for 2 hours and 35 minutes, and the narrative has been all over the board as it relates to Zach Randolph. Again, as I said, his lawyer and his agent have said the charges are false and misleading. I'm going to read through the lines here.
Okay.
I think the misleading part is the intent to sell.
I would agree.
I'm just going to throw, I believe that's the misleading part.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you, Grant, because as the, and you got to read the words. And
yes,
when you say misleading, what might be misleading in this? Was he there? They say, yes, he's there. They're saying he had a backpack with 2 pounds of marijuana in it. If that is true, the misleading part is the intention to distribute and sell that. I would totally agree with you.
All right, 339-1140, 800-921-1140. Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. Just answering your question, Grant, regarding from a fan standpoint, personally speaking, Zach Randolph is guilty. No matter what plays out in the criminal court, and the reason why is because it's just a big letdown. And we just, as fans, we've waited a long time to get, you know, reach this point where finally it looks like, you know, we have a chance again. And then you have something like this happen. And, you know, anybody that's ever been a fan of anything, you invest a lot of emotions, you invest a lot of energy, a lot of time. And like when Doug played on those great Kings teams, they were a fan's dream because they were easy to root for. And we loved rooting for those guys. And they felt the love from the fans, and we felt the love from the players that were winning. But it was like a give and take type thing. And it's just a big letdown with the Zach Randolph thing. That's the only thing I wanted to point out.
You know, as I listen to you, Steve, I'm hoping that you're let down with this particular instance and not the whole thing that has become the Kings and has become to start to be built in everything that they have going on, because don't let one thing spoil that whole pot that has been built. So hopefully it's that as opposed to the whole thing that's the Kings.
Okay, Doug, I'll keep that in mind. But as fans, we saw you lay it all out there, buddy. And that's the standard that was set years ago. And okay, that's the standard that a lot of older Kings fans are used to. And it's difficult when other players aren't replicating that desire or that intensity, or that the character part of it is just huge with me. And this, to me, just speaks volumes that he's kind of, you know, dissing the fans and dissing the organization by not taking it a little more seriously as far as him being a professional basketball player. That was it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Let's get to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Great show. Big fan. I just have two things. Doug, basketball wives.
Yes, sir.
Man, first off, they give your wife a hard time, but your wife is the most real, the most sincere woman on that show. You got a good lady there, young man. She's a keeper.
I appreciate you, Mike. It's something else. Grant comes in from time to time and says, you know, I didn't have anything to do. Me and the wife turned on, and I just go, oh, boy. I appreciate that, though, Mike.
Doug, I tell you what, it's probably in the works. Jackie Christie needs her own show.
I would say, yeah, I agree with you, Mike. I'm totally with it.
Okay, and my second thing is, good gosh, guys, 25 hours ago you had Kevin Harlan on, which I could have listened to for about 3 hours, right there with the quarterback from the San Diego quarterback.
Dan Fouts?
Sean Salisbury.
Oh, Sean Salisbury.
I tell you what, guys, Kevin Harlan, too bad you couldn't get him on regularly.
Awesome, right?
The only problem is you can't talk to that guy long enough because you guys handle it so well. And I tell you, what a change from today, which is, you know, interesting to listen to. But yesterday was so over the top. What a great interview, guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We are glad that you enjoyed it. Thank you very much, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Let's get to Jeff. Welcome, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, good. How's it going, Grant?
Good, Jeff. What's happening?
Hey, favorite announcer of all time. That's you, buddy. In D.C., hell of a player.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say the whole Zeebo thing, I think we got to keep in mind that it's the off season for one. I know that it's a felony. I think the law will be reformed one day. I think it's like being caught on the corner with 15 bottles of Hennessy and a few 30-packs. But beyond that, we could look at a positive light. he's showing the young kids what not to do. You got to be careful out there. And he did a bad thing, made a bad decision, but hopefully Scal and the young guys can learn from that. And I still see him as a great leader on the floor for this team. I think he'll be great out there. And I think it would be a bad move to discipline him, in a horrible way for Sacramento, considering he's one of their best players that they have right now. That's all I have for you guys.
All right. Thank you. Have a good rest of the evening. Bill, you're next. Hello, Bill.
Bill, you with us?
What's happening?
Bill, right. You underwater?
There he is. Alan's next. Oh, Alan's not there either. 339-1140 is the local number. That's 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Again, I'm we hear the date of August 31st.
And so the fans know or the listeners.
Well, I'm only telling you what was on the report. It said, according to a police report, Randolph was arrested at 11 o'clock Pacific time, booked at 4:23 in the morning. Released Thursday morning as bail was set at $20,000. His next court date is scheduled for August 31st, according to sheriff's department's online records.
Okay. So what you're saying is that we're going to get a little bit more information by the 31st.
We should.
Should, yeah.
You know, unless the hearing is moved to a later date.
Which we've seen that with Ty Lawson.
I could, but I would also, in this particular case, and again, I'm speculating here, if I'm Zach Randolph and his attorney, I want it done before the start of the season.
Oh, yes. Because if there are suspensions or anything, you want to know. And on top of that, Grant, these are things you want to get this behind you.
Yes.
Let's move on.
Yes.
Whether it's going to be with you or without
yes.
you, whatever it be, let's move on.
Yeah, absolutely. Is that odd? And again, I've never been arrested, thank goodness. Is it odd to be arrested at 11 o'clock and be booked at 4:23 a.m.?
When you said that, I was thinking.
That's 5 hours and 23 minutes later.
Well, let me tell you, seen a lot of things go on in that amount of time. But, you know, once you get into the system, Grant,
yeah.
there's fingerprinting, there's a lot of different things that have to transpire between now and then. And if he was arrested at that time and all of that melee was taking place.
Yeah, he may not have been taken down for a while.
For a while, yeah.
All right. Let's get to Mark. Hello, Mark.
How's it going?
What's happening?
Oh, just a rebutting to a caller that called earlier, two calls ago. The guy's an idiot. He should be. It's a felony. You run around with pot, you pay the price, and he probably should be kicked off the team because we want quality players in our city to play for a quality team. They should just let him go. Get somebody else.
All right. Thank you. Keith is next. Hello, Keith.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's happening?
Not much. I just wanted to pass on a couple of thoughts regarding this. I mean, I know that it's a lot of pot and it's felony, but I don't know. I feel like maybe we're overreacting a little bit. Who got hurt in this? Who's the victim in this crime?
Well, I will
and
say,
if we're
Keith,
attaching a felony to a legal product now. I mean,
well, I don't think 2 pounds of pot on you is legal, but again, I'm not very well versed on drugs.
And
well,
Keith, I will say the Sacramento Kings badge, that got hurt. The Sacramento
sure
Kings
yes,
fans got hurt.
Yes, that's true.
Nobody got hurt at the scene, no. But there are some other things.
That sounds like hurt feelings.
No, it's not. It's called reality, something that you're obviously not dealing with.
Oh, I'm dealing with reality, Grant, believe me.
Are you dealing with reality, so you don't think that it hurts the image of a team when players on a team get arrested regardless of what it's for? You don't think that affects the image of a team with some people?
Well, you said someone got hurt. Now you're saying hurt an image. That's a different story. I'm asking you a legitimate question. Okay, well, you can talk about pot. How many of these guys go out and get drunk?
I don't care whether... You know what? I'm wasting my time with you. I'm going to move on. Doug's got his hands on his head. He's shaking his head because Doug's too classy to say what I would say. You're a freaking moron. All right, let's get to Al. Hello, Al.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I'm with the caller a couple calls ago. It is the image, and I think if this organization does anything other than get rid of him, we are taking 15 steps backwards. And Vladdy kind of created that with the whole
Matt Barnes, he cut Matt Barnes at the All-Star break. And let's face it, I mean, the precedent has already been set.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And the other thing is, if this guy was brought in to mentor and be the professional that he was supposed to be. You know, he doesn't have one strike. He's already got three, and you just let him go, and we go on from there. And I'll tell you what, we'll gain a hell of a lot of credibility if you get rid of the guy. After, you know, if you back up your, you know, if you're talking the talk and walking the walk. So let's get rid of him as much as it disappoints me, because I was really looking forward to watching him. I'm a season ticket holder with four or five other guys, and my seven or eight games, man, I was looking forward to cheering him on because I've always liked the guy. But a lot of credibility if you get rid of him right now for backing up your words. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. We get to Joey. Hello, Joey.
Hey, how you doing, Grant, D.C.?
We'll break whenever. Question. Go ahead.
I have a quick question.
I don't care about the meters. Go ahead, Joey.
Okay. Hey, real quick. You know, if a normal person, an outside person, not like Zach Randolph, who has money and able to go ahead and hire a good lawyer, you know, but a normal person, if they would have got caught with 2 pounds of marijuana like that, I promise you and I guarantee you they would have probably seen some kind of jail time, period.
No, I'm sorry, but that's not correct. All right, now I will take a break. I appreciate your phone call, but you're incorrect. This is Sports 1140. Moving right along, Grant Napier, Doug Christie.
Yes, sir.
Let's get to some more phone calls here with Pablo. Hello, Pablo.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's happening?
It's going good. I'm calling from Santa Clara. I'm out here now. You guys are coming in loud and clear. I can't believe the signal.
Where are you calling from? I'm sorry?
Santa Clara.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That is great. Glad to hear it.
50,000 watts,
yes,
baby.
Indeed.
That's right. You know, you guys do it. Hey, but, you know, I wasn't planning on calling, but I passed up this billboard, right? And I have to precede this with a line from The Godfather Part 2, because they're celebrating their 45th anniversary. And the guy's giving Mike Corleone a hard time because he's a gangster. And Corleone says, yeah, well, we're all part of the same hypocrisy.
Mm.
And so that ties in with this billboard. I'm driving just about 5 minutes ago. I'm driving. This is a huge billboard. Says, your order is on its way. And this guy's ordering off his smartphone. And it says, it's an order for marijuana. Your order for marijuana is on its way. And it says, best prices, best quality, fastest delivery. And I'm saying, this is right what I'm we're talking about. And we hear all this controversy, and certainly I'm not going to, you know, I think it's a bad vibe and a bad look for the Kings going into the new year, but hey, come on, you know, it's a new day and age, and you got to, you know, look everything in with the right perspective.
Hey, Pablo, you said it's a new day and a new age, and the only thing I will say is until it is totally legal, I mean, it's not, but I understand what you're saying. So if you want to be able to carry it and do different things, you better go get your card or whatever you need to do that so that you're not going to be arrested and not charged with felonies and misdemeanors and what have you.
Yeah, and if you're a professional basketball player or a professional athlete or a public figure or a celebrity, whatever the case may be, a lot of those are both, regardless of how you feel about marijuana, it's probably not in the best interest to have 2 pounds on you in public.
No, I know, and it's just a matter of, you know, you know, it does make a difference. But when I'm thinking, I used to smoke back, you know, in the 70s and 80s, and I stopped mostly because I started a family and want to set a good example. And also it became a part of my congregation. You can't be, you know, having all that because it's hypocrisy in a sense because you get judged. But I know from having lived that life that it's really harmless. It really is harmless.
Well, you know what? It's not harmless, and there are extreme studies that have come out in the past few years that saying that it is actually very damaging in our adolescents, our teenagers, and very young adults because their brain is not completely formed. And if you do any type of research at all, you would find out that marijuana is not harmless. Now, it may be more harmless in an adult, but there are tons of teenagers that are smoking marijuana on a daily basis, and it has been proven that it is not harmless and actually has been proven that it is damaging to the brain. So you must not be reading the same reports that I am.
What I should say, preface that with,
in moderation. Everything has to be in moderation.
No, it's not in moderation. Control. Smoking pot for teenagers in a brain that is not completely formed until the early 20s has been proven to affect your IQ. It is medical fact. Look it up, okay? So let's deal with some reality here.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you on that because, it hasn't affected me. But again, I don't smoke anymore, too. That was
well, good. And you know what? And you know, again, you're obviously an adult. You are free to make the choice that you want. Yeah, but when you say it's harmless, I'm sorry. It's not harmless.
Yeah, okay. Well, but again, there is some hypocrisy involved with that. And so I hope you guys have a great show.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. And again, regardless of what side of the fence on, regardless of whether you disagree with me, that's fine. You can disagree with me. I don't make up the laws in this country, and I don't make up the laws in the state of California. And Zach Randolph was arrested by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department and charged with a felony. I have nothing to do with that. I didn't make that law.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
That's the one thing that I said is it may change, but until it does change, you got to follow the law.
Yeah. All right, we are down to 1 hour. This is Sports 1140 KHDK.